Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today across Israel, expect mostly clear skies. Temperatures will be warm, making it a pleasant morning in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa will also see mild conditions, perfect for those out early. As the day progresses, enjoy the sunny weather. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu says settler violence is blown out of proportion, blaming courts. This comes from Ynet just in. Also, explosions were heard in southern Iran as the U.S. military conducts airstrikes, according to the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, the U.S. has struck Iran again, following remarks by Trump dismissing a ceasefire. This report comes from JNS earlier today. Separately, an American strike occurred near the Bushehr reactor, with threats of massive Iranian retaliation. This was reported by Israel Hayom earlier today. And finally, the IDF spokesperson stated, "We'll do whatever will be needed regarding readiness if war with Iran resumes." This is from reporting by I-24 News. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News shared just minutes ago that Netanyahu claims settler violence is exaggerated and blames the courts. Raylan Givens, a commentator on regional security, noted that air sirens sounded in Bahrain and Kuwait hours after the U.S. strikes on Iran. Visegrad 24, a news aggregator, reported that Iran has fired ballistic missiles at Qatar, posting earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu's comments on settler violence. In an interview with CNN, he insisted that the violence involves only a small group of youths. Netanyahu shifted blame towards lenient court rulings. This comes amid heightened tensions in the West Bank. The implications are significant, as this could affect Israel's relations with international observers concerned about the situation. Turning to the situation in Iran, explosions were reported in southern Iran as U.S. airstrikes targeted military sites. The Iranian news agency Mehr confirmed that air defenses were activated in response. This follows the U.S. announcing intentions to hold Iran accountable for actions in the region. The strikes signal escalating tensions between the U.S. and Iran, with potential repercussions for regional security. Meanwhile, reports from JNS indicate that the U.S. conducted additional strikes on Iran today. This occurred after former President Trump labeled a ceasefire effort as futile. The strikes targeted strategic sites in Iran, aiming to curb its military capabilities. These actions could further strain diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Iran, impacting global oil markets and regional alliances. Next, the American strike near Iran's Bushehr reactor raised alarms of massive retaliation from Tehran. Israel Hayom reported that the U.S. informed Israeli officials of the action. This development underscores the fragile balance in the region, with potential for widespread conflict affecting civilian safety. Finally, the IDF spokesperson assured that Israel remains prepared for any escalation with Iran. I-24 News highlighted the military's readiness to respond if hostilities resume. This statement comes amid ongoing strategic assessments to ensure national security. Israeli citizens may face heightened alertness with the possibility of military engagements impacting daily life. Turning to business and markets. First, the court has halted the Patriarchate's plan to sell prime Jerusalem land after a 25-year delay. Katek reports that investors felt sidelined in the renewed effort to develop the Emil Bata Street property. Separately, the Bank of Israel has cut the interest rate again. Globes reports this is the second consecutive cut, following a reduction at its most recent meeting. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes the interest rate now stands at 3.5%. There was political pressure for a steeper cut to boost economic growth. This decision impacts borrowers and savers across the country. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.